This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Give me a follow on Twitter at Dan Day Radio or any social media. I'll always try to give you a little something. Going to give you a little something from the Joe Rose Show in just a few minutes. They're talking with Eric Reed because it's all about the heat today in South Florida. The Dan Le Batard Show. Maybe a day late, but not a dollar short with some weekend observations. Then the Hawk and Crowder Show, that heat reverse jinx. You can thank Hawk for that in just a few moments. Right now, let's get thankful with some headlines. Try to make them as accurate as possible. Why not? Headlines are always good, especially when they're accurate. That's what I'm going to give you. Behind Jimmy Butler's career playoff high, 40 points. The Heat down the Bucks yesterday, 115-104. Game 2 is tomorrow at 6:30. At yesterday's trade deadline, the Marlins acquired outfielders Starlin Marte for Caleb Smith and Jonathan Villar. Miami plays Toronto today at 6:40. Coach Flores says Tua Tagovailoa, only being 10 months removed from a hip injury, is still part of the conversation when discussing his playing time next season. USA Today has the Canes football team finishing fourth in the ACC. Miami opens September 10th against UAB. The Panthers have re-signed defenseman Brad Keeper. Florida continues their search for a new GM. Brandon Ingram has been named the NBA's most improved player. The Pelicans forward narrowly defeated Heat forward Bam Adebayo for the award. Blaze Matuidi is in South Florida and could play for Inter Miami as soon as next week. The French national played for Juventus in Italy last season. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A pilot near LAX claims to have seen a guy on a jetpack flying near his plane. Only in La La Land. A Florida man has broken the state record when he reeled in a 70-pound flathead catfish. Yes, a true masturbator. A bottle containing a man's ashes recently traveled from Florida shores to Spain. Hey, Spain, say hello to Florida man. A Brazilian study shows people who refuse to wear masks during coronavirus are likely to be psychopaths. So wear a mask, people. Some officials in India are claiming that drinking cow urine could protect against coronavirus. Now the question is, how much do you want to be safe during this pandemic? Drink up! Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast, cloudy with temperatures in the low 80s. Joe Rose, Zach Kranz, Hollywood, they woke up fired up this morning like most of us in South Florida after that big Heat win, and they gave a holler to Eric Reed. What was Eric Reed talking to them about? Big win? Big Playoff Jimmy. Also shutting down Antetokounmpo. And let's go game two.
If we play basketball the right way, not turn the ball over, guard the way we're supposed to guard, we can win any game. We can compete with anybody. But I think there's so many areas that we can still get better. We're going to go back. We're going to study this film and be ready to go. It's great to have D-Wade in my corner, I'm telling you. He's always in my phone telling me about the game, what to look for. He's been a huge help. You know, he's the first person that texts me tonight whenever I get back to the locker room. I've been learning. I will continue to learn. I just want to win, though. I can't say it enough.
That was Jimmy Butler talking last night after the big Heat win. We're going to talk to the television voice of the Miami Heat, Eric Reed, here for a couple minutes. Eric, good morning. Nice win last night, game one, to start that series off, huh?
Better than nice, Zach. That was a terrific way to start what's going to be a competitive and intriguing series. You understand now why the Heat were so attracted to Jimmy Butler and why that feeling was mutual. That was what playoff legends are made from. His 40 points last night were spectacular. You know, 15 of them came in the fourth quarter. He made his final six shots in the last 6 minutes of the game. He took it over and joined Dwayne Wade and LeBron James as only the third player in Heat playoff history to score at least 40 in a playoff game. So that's how legends are made and born, and the Heat very fortunate to be as tough and together as they are right now.
Eric, I'm just curious, man, as you look at Jimmy Butler. You know, we sat back over the last 7 or 8 years and watched him grow as a player in Chicago, and then the way that thing was with he and Dwayne and didn't go well, and the Minnesota thing was a disaster with the two young guys. Philadelphia, who to keep with the big contracts. We don't even know the final story on what happened there. And all of a sudden he comes and it's his team really for the first time. Like, Jimmy, we're going to build it around you, man. And he has just been the perfect culture guy of what the Heat's all about. Did you see that, or were you even a little concerned after really not working out in the last three stops or two stops? I want to be fair, he was good in Philadelphia, but it wasn't his team. You think that's a big part of it?
Well, I think Dwayne Wade in his own humorous, but impactful way of analyzing it, when Jimmy decided to come to Miami, he said his crazy matches the Heat's crazy. So he finally found an organization as right, committed to winning as him. He found a group of teammates that felt the same way, that sharing in teammate success, winning is everything. That's the only agenda. And I think, Joe, the only thing that has surprised me about Jimmy, and you don't really get to know a player, you know this is true, until he's on your team and you get to see him and watch him and study his game every day. But the element that I did not know of until he got here is how good his leadership is. You know, he's vocal. He's honest with himself and with his teammates, but he's in the right place. And here's what surprised me is how much confidence all season he's infused into the younger guys, into the Bams, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero. He's made each of them a confident and better player. And you see what they call playoff Jimmy. He's making his threes. He's getting to the free throw line. I look at his matchup against Chris Middleton. Listen, I know Giannis is everything for them, but you know, they held him to 18 points last night. He was in the plus minus. Antetokounmpo was a minus 14.
Right.
He only had 3 points in the fourth quarter. So, and he still almost had a triple-double. So we know Giannis is the most important player on their team. But I look at the key matchup as being Butler against Middleton, because they need Middleton to have huge games to support Giannis. He had half a one last night with 21 first-half points. But I love the matchup. Jimmy all night, every night, is going to make Middleton work for everything on both ends of the court. And Middleton looked like he fatigued in the second half. Butler got stronger and better and took the game over when it mattered.
Right. Can't wait till all those people that were worried about Eric Spoelstra making a change in the lineup and putting, Gorin back in the starting lineup. Let's see how that works out. 5-0, swept the Pacers, now up 1-0 in this Bucks series. And Gorin is playing lights out. I mean, he is as efficient as you could be from that position offensively for this team the last five games, probably the entire bubble also, but especially these last five games, just putting in, reinserting into that starting lineup. What a kind of genius move by Eric, and no one's given him as much credit as maybe he needs to get for that.
Well, Coach Spoelstra knows how to to read his team and do what's best for his team. He's clearly not afraid to make changes at the most important time of a season. Remember, Myers Leonard started most of the year at center. Kendrick Nunn started all of the season in the backcourt. Neither one was ready due to injuries and other things at this time. And I think he just instinctively reacted to what he felt his team needed. You know, Dragic, a little bit underappreciated through his time in Miami, but his playoff legend is growing. Zach, he's become not only a starter, but a finisher. He's playing huge minutes. He's had at least 20 points in all five Heat playoff games. He's had at least one monster half in all five of these games. I you know, again, a matchup, if you're looking at individual matchups, one that I think Miami needs to win every night is at point guard. Last night, the Bucks did not have their starter, Eric Bledsoe, tight hamstring. To me, that's alarming for them. If it wasn't good enough to go in game one of this series, it makes me wonder a little bit about Bledsoe. Dragic has the advantage over either Bledsoe or George Hill. He's been a huge strength for Miami, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Eric, Zach brought this up earlier. We were talking. Are you surprised that when Jimmy Butler got it going, that Giannis, as good as he is defensively, they didn't say, hey, you have to slow Jimmy down here. He's on a roll right now. We've seen this before. You think we'll see that matchup down the road if Jimmy gets hot again in the fourth, which they're going to be going to him, that Giannis, as long as he's not in foul trouble, that's a matchup we're going to see?
We might. I mean, he is the defensive player of the year, so I'm sure that some Coach Budenholzer will look at, and as he reviews the tape of that fourth quarter of game one, we'll see what adjustments he makes defensively. But Jimmy's one of those guys. Listen, the rim was as big as the ocean last night in the fourth quarter for Butler. He's making threes. He's going to the basket. He's drawing fouls, getting a lot of free throw opportunities, and the jumper's gone. The confidence is there. But he'll read the defense. He will make the right play and find open men if he needs to. And how about the defense Miami played on Giannis? And it was multiple guys. Jay Crowder started on him, rightfully so, is getting a lot of credit. But do not forget the minutes that Bam logged against him. And I thought the Andre Iguodala defensive minutes on Giannis, it caught my eye in game one. I thought Iguodala did a great job covering Giannis. And to hold him to 18 points, a minus 14 in game, he had the worst plus minus of anybody on the Bucks last night. That's staggering.
Yeah, when I brought that up to Joe earlier, it's because I saw in the post game he was asked the question about Jimmy Butler. You know, like, how come did you think to jump over and cover Jimmy Butler? And his answer was, well, Coach Bud didn't tell me to do that. And I'm just thinking of all the good teams that have been down here in Miami and great defenders, the Wades of the world, LeBrons of the world, any of those guys. If another guy is having that type of a quarter or half, I don't even think he would even ask Spoelstra and just kind of jump on him and say, I got him. Come to the huddle and say, LeBron goes, I'll take him. Or Dwayne would say, I was just shocked that Giannis last night in the postgame, when asked about that, just said, well, I just do what coach tells me to do. And it just seems to me though that maybe he just doesn't get it yet that he's the guy on that team that defensively and offensively, if he's not good on one of those ends, they're probably not going to win a lot of games.
Listen, the Bucks, you know, they led the league in field goal percentage defense this year. They're best in the league at defending the paint. Their vulnerability all season long, they'll give up threes at the expense of protecting the paint. So I don't want to disparage them defensively. They've been very good for a team that's led the league in scoring as well two straight years. But I just wonder, you know, about the defensive culture there. I think one of the Heat advantages is the emphasis on defense and just the tough-mindedness. It's a togetherness and a toughness that reminds people of how the Celtics are playing, how the Toronto Raptors won their championship last year.
Right.
There's a collective grit and toughness and togetherness with Miami, and I just think they play harder than most teams, and the Bucks need to be ready for that. I don't want to say they coasted against Orlando, but they're going to need to play a lot harder and a lot better than they did in that first round series, even though they lost the opener to the Magic and then won four in a row. This is a different kind of team they are tangling with now. So it's just the beginning of the series, but a very good way for it to start for Miami.
Eric, Mr. Fundamental, We were talking about Tony Fiorentino and free throw shooting, man. I could see Tony Fiorentino, the coach, going, hey, Giannis, hey, bro, 4 of 12, are you kidding me? What are you, starting in youth basketball here, man? You got to make your free throws. Hey, free throws, 14 of 26, they're going to cut it in these tight games. I know it's something as fundamental as free throws.
And Miami went 25 of 27 from the line that game last night. Listen, Giannis in the playoffs is 63% from the free throw line. For the season, 63% from the line. So clearly he's a guy that if it's close, listen, nobody scores in the paint better than that guy in the league. So you're going to put him at the line as often as you can. You know, they were 27th out of 30 teams in the league this year in free throw percentage. So it's not a strength for them. You know, we'll see if that trend continues. But the fact that Giannis played over 36 minutes, only got 12 field goal attempts. Yeah. Talking about a team that led the league in scoring two straight years. Miami held them to 104 points. Joe and Zach, I felt comfortable watching that game when, you know, Middleton and Lopez combined for 40 first half points. They were shooting over 60%, and they led by three. I always looked at that as good for the trailing team, no matter who's ahead. If you're playing that well and shooting that high a percentage and your lead is, you know, 5 points or less, I think that bodes well for the team that was trailing, and it did. Miami, you know, when you talk about the grit and the toughness and the collective desire to overcome, I mean, they gave up 40 first quarter points. We're down 11. They totally outplayed the Bucks over the final three quarters and kept their poise and just kept lifting their game. The Bucks were aware of this going in. They're even more aware now of the kind of team they are facing in this series.
Giannis, shoot all the threes you want there, bud. You shoot threes, that we're going to stay off you. You take all of them, man. I want to see you just... He made a couple last night early in the game, but that was it. Eric, always great having you, man. Thank you so much for coming on this morning there, brother.
Hey, we love it, Joe. And how about Bam Adebayo? 36 rebounds over his last two playoff games. That was fun to watch last night, Joe. I can't wait for game two, and always fun talking about it with you guys.
Great hustle play late in that game, man, to kick the ball back out. Huge play. They knocked down a three with it. Eric, always great, man. You take care of yourself up in Boca. Don't be afraid to come down here, you know. I know where your neighborhood is down here. We can play, spend some time together.
You know those roots of the Cooper City plantation area, but we're happy in Boca, Joe. But we look forward to, hey, when I'm finally free, you're going to be a busy guy. But we'll look forward to seeing you again out there.
Well, listen, right now we're working on Le'Veon Bell and Adam Gase getting along here, man. You know, make sure even touches in practice. We got to get that worked out a little bit, Eric.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Joe.
Right. I was about to say, let Eric enjoy the Heat victory last night.
He's our Jets guy, man. That's Eric Reed. He loves his team, man.
Game two tomorrow, 6:30. Let's get some Heat culture. Speaking of feeling the heat, the Dan Le Batard Show. They know it's Tuesday, but Stu Gotts has his weekend observations. A day late, but not a dollar short. That's right around the corner here on the Best of the Joe Show. Pass the road to Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Oh, went to LSU. This band was religion at LSU. They got their start there. They went national. They were a big college band. I thought they were a big national band. Used to see them on MTV all the time. Better Than Ezra. Desperately Waiting. Oh, yeah. Desperately Wanting. I don't know why I said waiting. I guess I'm waiting for Better Than Ezra to finally come to South Florida. Although, I'm going to have to wait for a lot of bands to come to anywhere for a while with this coronavirus. But hey, we're making the most of it. Get holed up in the middays from 10 to noon with the Dan Le Batard Show. It's Tuesday. It's a day late, but not a dollar short. We got Stu Gotts weekend observations.
It is time for Stu Gotts to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan, the Joker, Serena, Jack Sock being pushed to the brink. All day, John Isner out in the first. The hard blue courts at Flushing Meadows. Fowler, McEnroe, McKendry, Dan, tennis is back. Attaboy. It's Tuesday. I like doing it on a little Tuesday here. When did Jamal Murray become Isaiah Thomas? Zeke. When did this happen?
He's really good.
He's amazing. The MVP of the league. It feels like the Nuggets-Jazz series has been going on for a month. It feels like the Rockets-Thunder series has been going on for two. Boston Celtics, statement game. Boston walked into Scotiabank Arena and won game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, semifinals. You, of course, know what that means, right, Dano? It means the series has started, Dan.
Stole one on the road.
Yeah, which means the series has started. You don't just walk into Scotiabank. I think they lost a playoff game at home last year. Okay. Pirates, Royals, Red Sox, bad. Don't need to see anymore. Seen enough. Bad.
They should. They should just all stop playing. Look, you guys aren't going to be in this. All of you get out of here.
Dan, in 2 weekends, we'll be watching NFL football. What is going on?
I don't know. It's too much.
Jason Peters wants more money for moving from right guard to left tackle. Okay. The more valuable position.
Yeah.
People are criticizing him. Looks like the Islanders are going to trots into the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm laughing myself.
Such a bad joke.
And trots, Barry Trots.
Can someone please fix my loser game show sound?
Just power cycle. Just unplug and plug it back. I'll get around to it. There you go.
Trots into the Eastern Conference Final. You like that one? Ah, it doesn't work. Kawhi Leonard. Jesus Christ. If you had to put money on it, do you think the Big Ten would be playing if Urban Meyer was still at Ohio State? Because I have a feeling we'd be napping to Northwestern Iowa in 2 weeks if Urban was still around. I'm telling you, you may be frustrated by a limited college football season, but you're going to be loving it come November. And you are not having to ask yourself if the Utes are for real. They never are. In Game 7, is it a Game 7, excuse me, in front of no fans inside a bubble? Is that still the greatest thing in sports? Things to ponder. I mean, is it?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Game 7 still the greatest thing in sports if there are no fans and it's inside a bubble?
By the way, that Kawhi Leonard observation from earlier, I meant he might actually be Jesus Christ. Jamal Murray, the rare 50 burger with a side of Game 7. Utah, as if Game 7s weren't tough enough, now they have to deal with the altitude a mile high.
Mr. Guts came in
when
here.
When is that going to stop being
No,
funny?
He told me that he's going to do it to annoy me 2 months after all the games have been played.
I love it.
It's just going to be Super Bowl week, Dan.
That's all I got.
Because I think we might be there.
No, he said 2 months after I'm done being annoyed by it.
Michael, you don't just walk into Scotiabank with a big game one.
Yeah. I mean, it always helps when you know the arena name.
Thank you. Things I wonder about in the bubble. As a player, after a really tough loss, ordered room service on the walk back to his hotel room. Cody Bellinger, hunk. Oh, my God.
You're just noticing that he's beautiful?
Oh, my God.
He's been in the sport for a while.
Over the weekend, the Jets tried to replicate an NFL game and what it might feel like in 2020. The only problem trying to replicate an NFL game was that the Jets were involved. Yeah, Minnesota Vikings, now or never. Trading Ngakoue for below market value. Releasing Leonard Fournette. Dan, you know what the Jaguars are doing?
Tanking for Trevor.
Well, hey, you are on it. Attaboy. I'm proud of you. Waving Fournette. And then Brock Lesnar becomes a free agent. Tony Khan, I'm on to you. Lute Olson, John Thompson, Uncle Cliff, Chadwick Boseman. Hell of a year we're having. Speaking of hell, 2020 could go straight there. And when it gets there, it could say hi to Art Briles for me. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
I don't know about you, but any day of the week,
I'll take the weekend observations. I don't know about the fart sound. I kind of like the tink, 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 but hey, it's all good, all good. Speaking of being all good, Hawk and Crowder, they're all good with that heat reverse jinx that they put on the team yesterday. Ah, you can thank Hawk here in just a minute on the Best of the Joe Show.
Vamos, vamos.
The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am a Dan a Day, and oh, this is one of my new favorites. It's La Muchacha y La Otra, No Me Toques Mal. Do not touch me wrong. No me toques mal.
No me toques mal. No, no, no me toques, no me toques mal.
That's got that good South Florida vibe, although La Muchacha y La Otra from Chile. We've got plenty of Chileans here in South Florida, and you're very welcome. You're always welcome to listen to the Hawk and Crowder Show now, weekdays from 2 to 6 here on 560 The Joe. A lot of fun, a lot of foolishness, a little bit of sports. They're celebrating today with the heat reverse jinx. You can thank Hawk for that now and later. Also, didn't think Jimmy had it in him. And today, a very historic day for the Heat.
Milwaukee don't want that smoke at all. Can they beat the Miami Heat in the second round? Absolutely not. They have a bunch of goons, a bunch of hard-nosed players who do not fear the deer at all. They don't fear them. And Eric Spoelstra has the recipe. He has the recipe to beating them. And you think you're about to go mess with those goons from Dade County in Miami and Jay Crowder and Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala and Bam out of the Bayou, well coached by Eric Spoelstra? You crazy.
Hardest working, best condition, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest, most disliked team in the league.
Milwaukee don't want that smoke at all.
Miami Heat was built for anything.
Would it surprise you tonight if the Bucks came out and beat them by 18? We are talking about the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year and the number one seed in the East.
Jimmy is not a natural scorer.
I kind of feel like it's a 15-point loss tonight.
That's not his game, just to take over. Jimmy's not a 40-point night. Like, Jimmy's not a 40-point night. Jimmy's not a 40-point night.
Jimmy's not a 40-point night.
You crazy!
Would it surprise you tonight if the Bucks came out and beat them by 18?
Butler for three. Jimmy's got a three ball from downtown.
Put the three up, Jimmy.
Got it to go. Oh, my goodness. Jimmy Butler.
Pulls up for the jump shot.
Got it to go, Jimmy Butler.
Turn around. Tough shot.
Got it to go. Jimmy Butler puts it in.
Playoff career high for Butler, 40, and he leads Miami to the final score. The Heat 115 and the Bucks 104 as the Heat take game one.
With the clown horns.
You got on your red nose. I got on my red nose today.
Ooh, I'll tell you what, but you were the one that defended Dade County. I thought it was going to be a lot deeper. I thought it was going to be because Crowder came across as a hero yesterday. But I'll say this. You're welcome, Heat fans, because that was the classic sports fan reverse jinx.
No,
you are welcome.
No, there I don't you know go. About that.
What? What?
That's what you were doing?
Well,
that was the reverse jinx.
Where'd we put our money?
We put it on Heat to win the series.
There you go. I mean, where did we put our money?
He had this thought out, Solana. Goodness gracious.
That was the classic reverse sports fan jinx. Where did we put our money? I want to hear that again. Are we going to play that every hour, Solana? That was funny.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll definitely have to.
He's not a 40 a night guy. That was funny, man.
He was balling.
Holy moly.
Balling.
I mean, nothing else needs to be said today, right? Other than Jimmy Butler. That's why he's here.
A lot of impressive play. Dragic was Dragic, what he's been doing in the playoffs. But, bro, Jimmy, the whole thing, we talked about this, and I'm glad Solana threw it in there because I was defending the Heat yesterday. But, yeah, I didn't think Jimmy had 40 in him. I know he's dropped 30 every now and again.
Because he doesn't show you that in the regular season.
And y'all were warning me. That's why I had to wear my red nose today. Y'all were saying he's not trying to score 40. That's why he's not scoring 40. And I thought he's just not the 40 guy. He's a 40 guy.
When he took over at the end of that game, I'm telling you, it was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High and our favorite, Forrest Whitaker. Because it was like, Jefferson, tackle. It was probably you in high school, right? Rush by Crowder, tackle by Crowder, block by Crowder. It was Jimmy Butler did everything on that court. It was, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean, it was an unbelievable playoff performance.
And they were the pregame, they're praising all the defense, the paint in the paint defense by the Bucks. They're some of the best in the league. You don't go inside. The Lopez brothers, Giannis's length. Jimmy was going in the paint whenever the hell he wanted to, getting fouled, making shots and ones. Bro, it was impressive. That was the most impressive game I've ever seen Jimmy play as a Miami Heat player.
Without question. And in fact, Brian Windhorst from ESPN, the title of his story on ESPN.com was, it really does seem as if Jimmy Butler was born to play within has there ever been a better fit than Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat? And then he goes on to write a little bit, which I'll read. When I look at what Jimmy Butler did last night, and then the little point back and forth with Pat Riley, this guy was born to be on Riley's Miami Heat. And by the way, on this day in 1995, courtesy of our friends at CBS Sports HQ, the Miami Heat sent a first-round draft pick and $1 million in cash to the New York Knicks for Pat Riley. And I don't believe Jimmy Butler's here, or LeBron, Bosh. I don't believe anyone is here. This franchise is what it is without that transaction on this day 25 years ago. And CBS Sports HQ on their Twitter, they break it down. Here's how the two franchises have fared in the 25 years since. 19 playoff appearances for the Heat. 10 for the Knicks, 9 50-plus win seasons for the Heat, 3 for the Knicks, 5 finals appearances for the Heat, 1 for the Knicks, and 3 trophies for the Heat, 0 for the Knicks. That was a great transaction
that
the Miami Heat made. Yeah.
It worked out. Did Riley, was like the culture that we have down here, was that his way when he was a coach?
He used to run people to death. I mean, he was... Right when he coached the Lakers and then went on to the Knicks, like he was all about, because, you know, the whole thing about you don't help an opponent off the floor. You know, I don't know if it was culture necessarily, but it was, when you're out here playing basketball, you're playing basketball for this team. And he certainly brought that to the Miami Heat, which really had not had it. And he shaped this franchise over the last 25 years in a way that every sports fan here should be grateful for. So, very monumental day.
And molded a Hall of Fame coach out of a film guy.
That's right.
Yeah, he created, I don't take anything away from Spo, but you see what I'm saying, where... Yep. Under him, Spo came up with that same thought, and now he is a Hall of Famer, correct? Am I speaking out of line, Sam?
Absolutely, he will be a Hall of Fame coach. Yes. No question.
Bro, greatest trade ever. Give him $2 million. Send him another million right now. We got it.
History made. Never go wrong with Pat Riley. Everywhere he's been, winner, winner, winner. Some people in life are just winners, and that's what Pat Riley is. That's what the Heat are, and they're going to keep winning. In the playoffs, we are ready, we are stoked, we are excited. I'm so excited, I'm going home to make a salad. I have all the fixings for a salad for some reason. I don't know where I got bacon bits and croutons and lettuce and salad dressing. I've even got beets and olives. So I'm going to make a monster salad, live a healthy life, take a walk, just be a good person, and be back with you tomorrow night right here on the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.